I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Coming up, a new law could break believers in South Asia. More on that in just a moment. Then later, pastors in Zimbabwe get the tools they need to change lives. We'll tell you what we mean at the end of today's broadcast. But we'll begin today in India, where the northern state of Rajasthan delays a controversial vote until mid to late January. Officials passed a draft anti-conversion bill earlier this month, and it needs one more set of votes to become law. Now, if that happens, Rajasthan will be India's 12th state using the legal system to prevent people from changing their faith. Unknown Nations' Greg Kelly says the push comes from the top.
There's no doubt that the Prime Minister Modi has pursued a very aggressive Hindu nationalist agenda, really since he took power in 2014. His re-election in 2019 just further emboldened him.
Mob justice is a concerning reality in states with anti-conversion laws. Vigilantes hijacked believers' Christmas outreach in one location, using the anti-conversion law as a cover. Unknown Nations partners were distributing Christ-centered gifts to school kids.
Another mob had heard about it, a vigilante group of people, and they immediately went to the school and just scared the children, took all these boxes, and that teacher got suspended. He's being tried right now.
Pray believers won't be overcome by fear generated by the anti-conversion laws.
I mean, imagine that. You're just going around, especially in the season of Christmas, sharing the good news of Jesus Christ. And by you doing that, you could literally be put in jail for 5 years.
Next, what happens when Christians understand how to make disciples, how to plant churches, and how to translate the Bible into their heart language? Well, triple threat dynamite. Dane with Unfolding Words says they forged new partnerships this year with three disciple-making and church-planting movements. Instead of leaving Bible translation as a maybe,
it's going to integrate Bible translation into the global church as part and parcel of its growth.
They're expecting God to do incredible things in these partnerships because He already has. Here's the track record of one longtime partner ministry in India.
They were able to translate the New Testament for 104 people groups, and they did it in 2 years using Unfolding Words translation core software and some of our other tools and resources.
Sounds impossible, right? Well, it's not. You can become part of this exciting movement through prayer and giving.
If open licensing, if new technology, if innovative ways to approach Bible translation, if that fires you up, then one way to get involved is to give today.
If you want to find out more about Unfolding Word's year-end campaign called Endure, we'll connect you at our website.
We call it Endure because when churches have God's word in their heart language, they endure.
And the church in Zimbabwe faces challenges like poverty and syncretism as many Christians still follow indigenous beliefs. Church leaders need training to address critical spiritual concerns. Sadly, most pastors in Zimbabwe don't have any formal theological education. Christian World Outreach is slowly turning the spiritual tide by providing leadership seminars to hundreds of these church leaders. CWO's Greg Yoder tells us,
a lot of times the comments we get are the seminars, which are 2 or 3 days long, are too short. When can you come back? Things like that. And just sharing that has a great impact, and they want to go back and share with other leaders.
CWO typically hosts these leadership seminars once a month. At a recent seminar,
there were 175 registered before the event happened. On the first day, over 200 showed up. And the second day, 240 showed up. And the third day, they had to turn people away. They're just really hungry for this kind of training and to learn how to be great leaders in their churches and in their communities.
These pastors also ask for study Bibles, so CWO often provides those too. And they're asking for more. If you're looking for ways to pray, give, or go, we'll connect you at missionnews.org.
Some of these people have traveled 100 miles or so or walked for 9 hours just to get there to be at the seminars.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.